Excuse me, where is this school?
Please ask. Please ask.
Please to question.
请问.
请问.
Red V for victory, black finger down.
请问.
Excuse me. How would you say excuse me?
请问.
Where is the school?
学校在.
He was nowhere to be found.
Nar.
So once again, excuse me, where is the school?
请问. 学校在. Nar.
How do you say school?
学校.
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 Yes, 学校.
The word for school is
学校.
It consists of two syllables, two characters in Chinese. What do they mean?
Well, 学 means learn, to learn, and Xia is just a place or a building.
So that's a place where people learn, a school. Excuse me, where is the school?
请问学校在哪儿?
The school is far.
学校在远.
And so what is the word for far?
远.
And that can be used as both an adjective and a verb. And so we have this category of adjective verbs, and they conform to the two-syllable meter rule. So once again, this school is far.
学校很远.
And so please explain the two-syllable meter rule, because you used it perfectly.
Okay, with an adjective verb, you can only have two syllables. So in this case, we want to use 远, and we can put in front of it 不, the negative, or 太, the meaning too much, in which case we don't need 很. But we haven't got either of those, so here we use han, and also we don't have the question word ma.
Perfect. The school is far.
学校很远.
The school is not far.
学校不远.
The school is not far.
学校不远.
The school is not too far.
学校不太远.
The school is not too far.
学校不太远.
Excuse me, where is your home?
请问你的家哪儿?
Is that where?
请问你的家在哪儿? How do you say excuse me? 请问.
Excuse me, where is your home?
请问你的家在哪儿?
Excuse me, where do you live?
请问你住哪儿?
At where?
你住在哪儿?
Excuse me, where do you live?
请问你住在哪儿?
Excuse me, are you able to speak English?
请问你能说英文吗?
And that's perfectly correct. And that is colloquial standard Mandarin. I also would like to know how you would say to be able to do something as in ability.
会.
And so in colloquial Mandarin, both the word that you used,
能 and 会,
are interchangeably used. But if you want to be very, very specific, you can use 会. So please, in this case, excuse me, are you able to speak English?
请问你会说英文吗?
Excuse me, are you able to speak English?
请问你会说英文吗?
And the other person replies, a little bit.
一点儿.
A little bit.
一点儿.
I can speak a little bit of Chinese.
I can, or I am able to?
I can.
我能说一点中文.
I can speak a little bit of Chinese.
我能说一点中文.
Wonderful.
好.
In English, we use too as in too bad, too fat, too strong, but we can also use it in Chinese in a positive way. Too good, which is too wonderful.
太好.
And you add a little something to spice it up at the end, which is
了. 太好了. 太.
We're going to be running into this many, many, many times. You'll be able to use all kinds of words you can drop in here and can have a lot of fun with it. So how would you say wonderful?
太好了.
Right. So what you will be doing is you'll have the 太, and then you'll have this little blank space where you can drop words in, and then the 了, and that'll mean wonderful, fantastic, delicious, incredible, too expensive, and so forth. And we'll introduce you to those as we get to them. Now we can speak Chinese.
我们现在能说中文.
Now we can speak Chinese.
我们现在能说中文.
Excuse me, where is your teacher?
请问, your teacher where? 你的老师在哪儿?
Excuse me, where is your teacher?
请问你的 老师在哪儿?
And this is one of those fill-in-the-blank sentences. All you have to do is drop the answer into the place where you put where. My teacher is in the school.
我的老师在学校。
Good. You don't use the li. That's at the school or in the school?
My teacher is in the school.
我的老师在学校。
Well, we learned the word for mom or mother, so I guess we must learn the word for father or dad, which is
爸爸。爸, black finger down. 爸爸, close fist for the second 爸。So, 爸爸, for father.
B-A-B-A in the romanized form. Black finger down, closed fist. How would you say father?
爸爸.
Excuse me, where is your dad?
请问你的爸爸在哪儿? How do you say excuse me? 请问, good. 请问,
excuse me, where is your dad?
请问你的爸爸在哪儿?
The word for to know in Chinese is
知道, 知, green thumb mouth, 知道, 道, black finger down, 知道, for know.
As in injure, 知, injure, 知道, injure, 知. So how would you say to know?
知道. Is that to know in the sense of to know a fact or to know a person? You can know the fact or know a person too, yeah. Just know something, anything. 知道.
You can know of the existence of a person, you can know about a person. Mm. Someone say, do you know so-and-so? And you can say, I know. 我知道. Meaning, I know of him, I've heard of him. It's used in many different ways.
I know him. You can say, I know him.
That's or, what I meant.
Yeah, I know something about him. It's okay.
But I know him?
I know him is fine.
我知道他.
That's right. 我知道他.
That's perfect colloquial Mandarin. Do you know the Chinese existentialist drama, Waiting for Zhi Dao? Samuel Beckett is rolling over in his grave. I don't know.
我不知道.
I don't know.
我不知道.
Question. You don't know?
你不知道吗?
How do you say no?
知道.
知,
知
道.
知道.
Yes.
You don't know?
你不知道吗?
And you answer, correct.
No, that's wrong. Mr. Oh, Dui.
Well done.
Exactly. The way that he came to my home was the way that Mr. Dui came. So how would you say correct?
Dui.
How would you say not correct or no?
错.
And how would you say that using the word correct?
不对.
How to say not correct?
不对.
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 Yes, the trampoline we use here.
不对.
which means?
Not right or correct.
Mm-hmm. So how would you say that?
不对。
Excuse me, do you know where your friend is?
请问你知道
your friend?
你的朋友是吗?
Is at where?
在哪儿?
Question.
吗? Isn't where the question?
Now no, is do you know?
Because it's the question it's is do you know, right. Of course. Yeah. And where is part of the other sentence. Mm. Yeah.
Excuse me, do you know where your friend is?
请问你知道你的朋友在哪儿吗?
My friend is at home now.
我的朋友,我的朋友现在在家。
My friend is at home now.
我的朋友现在在家。
Excuse me, why do you speak English? I would like to speak Chinese. Excuse me?
请问为什么你说英文吗? No, we don't need ma because I had why.
I would like to speak Chinese.
我想是中文。
How do you say speak or say?
说。
Yes, 说。How do you say excuse me? 请问。
Yes.
Excuse me. Why do you speak English? I would like to speak Chinese.
请问为什么你说英文？我想说中文。
Some people speak Chinese and some people speak English. What do you want to speak? Some people speak Chinese.
有的人说中文。Some people speak. 有的人说英文。
What do you want to speak? You want to speak
what?
Exactly.
你 want a 会.
Someone steps on your foot and you say,
oh. I.
You would be quite justified in saying that. But what would be the word for want?
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to speak?
你要说什么?
How do you say what?
什么?
什么? Yes, 什么?
Some people speak Chinese and some people speak English. What do you want to speak?
有的人说中文,有的人说英文,你要说什么?
I want to speak Chinese.
我要说中文。
I want to speak Chinese.
我要说中文。
Well, in that case, we can speak.
has not in it.
The fellow from Yokohama. He was always saying
Naga. Or no, he was always saying
it rhymes with Yokohama.
Nama?
Okay. Well, in that case,
Nama,
we can speak.
Wamen, can, Wamen, ya, hui, huat shua.
That means to be able, we have the ability to speak. How would you say that we can speak?
Neng.
So once again, well, in that case, we can speak.
Nama, Wamen, neng.
How do you say speak or say?
Hua.
Shuo.
Shuo.
Yes, shuo.
Who is the famous British speaker, George Bernard?
Shuo.
Shuo. So, in that case, we can speak.
Nama, woman, nang shuo.
Wonderful. We both can speak Chinese.
Tai. How le wo men do neng shuo zhong wen?
How do you say good?
How?
Yes, how? How do you say wonderful?
Tai. How le
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 tai how le
Tai, hao le.
Yes.
Wonderful. We can both speak Chinese.
Tai hao le. Wo men dou neng shuo zhong wen.
Excuse me, where does your friend live?
Qing wen. Ni de peng you. Zhu, nar.
At where?
Oh, zai nar.
If you say zhu nar, it's okay. This is still a way to say it. Yeah.
So you'll be understood exactly the way you said it. And it's always nice to have another way to do things, to have choice. So here we're giving you choices. Excuse me, where does your friend live?
请问你的朋友住在哪儿?
He lives in our home.
他住在我们的家里.
He lives in our home.
他 住在我们的家里.
Who is that man?
谁? Or that man is who? Naga. Naga. Zhen. Or should I say man as in male or just person is fine?
You can say person.
Zhen. Sure.
Who is that man?
那个人是谁?
How do you say student?
学生.
And what does that literally mean?
Well, the first part, 学, is to learn, and 生 is someone who serves a certain function. So it's someone who learns.
Exactly. The word for husband or mister is
先生. 先生. 先, green thumb out. 生, close fist. 先生.
The first part of the word 先 means first or before. In colloquial Chinese, spoken colloquial Chinese, very often the second syllable, which might be a green thumb or something else, will be kind of slurred over as far as the tone. It'll almost become a neutral fist. And that's definitely the case with the word for student and the word for Mr., which is
先生.
And so you will often hear
先生,
which is green thumb, closed fist. Either of these are acceptable. That is, two green thumbs,
先生,
or green thumb, closed fist.
先生.
The second one
生,
is the one that you will hear most. However, if you wish to use two green thumbs, you will be perfectly understood. It's just that in rapid speech, the first tone will be emphasized, and sometimes the others will be slurred over.
Does that mean that you can do the same with student as well?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. So student could be 学生. Yeah, 学生.
People saying fast, they just 学生.
Sure.
So very quick, yeah.
Thank you.
The mind focuses on the initial tone, and that automatically categorizes it in the mind of the listener. The person understands, oh, it's this tone, it's this whatever, and this is what it means. And the rest of it comes along. To be or not, and your mind just fills it in. Or for our American listeners, 47, and the mind just fills it in. It's the exact same thing with the tones. So the first tone is the most important, especially in these words like
先生,
or the word for student.
学生.
Mr. 先生 and Mrs. 太太 were both related. Actually, they were husband and wife. He is Mr. Wang. He is Wang Mr. Wang with a blue finger up. So we say Wang in English, but in Chinese, the pronunciation is
Wang.
Blue finger up. And so in Chinese, the name of the person will come before the Mr. or Mrs. So if we want to say Mr. Wang, we actually say Wang Mr. How would you say Mr. Wang? Blue finger up.
Wang Xian Sheng.
Wang Xian Sheng. Or Wang Xian Sheng.
He is Mr. Wang.
他是王, 王先生.
This is Mr. Wang.
这个王先生.
How would you say this is Mr. Wang?
I left out 是.
And so you only say the ge when you're referring directly to something. So in this case, we're just saying this is, so you don't need the ge. If you want to say this book, this man, then you would say 这个. But in this case, you're saying this is
这是王先生.
This is Mr. Wang.
这是王先生.
Notice that Jing Tao and I speak at different pitches. We each have a different pitch, but we're using the identical tone, or at least that's what I would like to believe. And we will be equally understood, so pitch is not an issue. He is a teacher at our school. Or in Chinese word order, at our school, he is a teacher.
在 我们的学生。
Now, what is the word for school?
学里
He is a teacher.
他是老师。
At our school, he is a teacher.
在我们的学校里他是老师。
Does he have a television in his house? In his house, does he have a television?
在他的家里他有电视吗?
In his house, does he have a television?
在他的家里他有电视吗?
He has, or yes.
有。
Do you know where it is?
Okay, 你知道哪儿在哪儿吗?
Do you know where it is?
你知道在哪儿吗? Or, 你知道他在哪儿吗?
His television is under the table.
他的电视在桌子下。
His television is under the table.
他的电视在桌子下。
Really? How would you say really?
真的。
And then a question.
吗?
So really?
真的吗?
Why is it under the table?
为什么他在桌子下?
How do you say under?
下。
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 Yes, how do you say table?
桌子。
Yes, 桌子。
Really? Why is it under the table?
真的吗?为什么他在桌子下?
Because he has a big book on top of the table. Because?
因为
He has a big book.
他有的书
On top of the table.
在桌子上
Because he has a big book on top of the table.
因为他有大书在桌子上。
Does he have very many books in his house? Or in his... Let's take it again.
In his house, he has very many books?
Exactly.
Okay. 在他的家里他有很书
How would you say very many? How would you say a door in Brooklyn?
多
door. So there are very many doors in Brooklyn. How would you say very many?
很多
很多 Green thumb out. 很多 for very many.
In his house, does he have many books?
在他的家里他有很多书吗?
If you want to say many or very many in Chinese, you use the exact same expression, which is
很多
In his house, he has very many books.
在他的家里，他有很多书。
In his house, he has very many books.
在他的家里，他有很多书。
So once again, many and very many are the exact same in Chinese, which is?
很多。
Every country has its own standard of decorum. There are different customs as to what is appropriate and inappropriate. For example, if your mother were to give you a kiss, would you consider it appropriate to say, thank you very much? Probably not.
It wouldn't be inappropriate. It would just be...
odd.
It would be odd, yes. And so when we're speaking about saying thank you in China, we would need to understand how a Chinese person sees these things, how they feel about this. How would you say thank you?
谢谢谢 black finger down. 谢谢 the second one, same thing, close fist, ignore the tone. 谢谢 for thanks.
So the verb to say thank you, not the expression, is
谢.
And if you want to say thank you, you say
谢谢.
In China, it is considered unnecessary and even odd for people who are close to each other or familiar with one another to say thank you. If you ask for something at the dinner table and someone passes it to you, how would it be if your mother or father said thank you? Would that be the way it is in China?
No, generally we don't say that. It's showing polite just to not so close friend or, you know, the workmates, then you say this. And we don't use this too often, like in America or maybe British. But it's always good to say this. People who help you, they're glad, so they like to hear. But you may not to hear that so often.
So it's not considered rude from a Chinese standpoint when
谢谢
is omitted. There's a story of an American who was in a rural Chinese village. And according to the American and probably British custom, he would always say thank you. When someone opened the door for him, when someone gave him something, he would always say
谢谢.
The children called him 谢谢先生, Mr.
谢谢.
They thought it was hilarious that he was saying thank you all the time, because this is simply not done by Chinese. However, you're a foreigner, so you're permitted to be a foreigner. But just be aware of this. People are not being rude. They're just being Chinese. There's a big difference. How would you say thank you?
谢谢.
And often people will say to you, oh, it doesn't matter, or no thanks, which would be
不谢谢.
Or
不谢,
which means no need to say thank you.
Or like you're welcome.
So how would you say thank you?
谢谢.
And how would you say you're welcome or no need to say thanks?
不谢.
In other words, it's saying no need to stand on formality. You don't need to be formal. It's not so much you're welcome in the Western sense, but you don't need to say thank you.
Yeah, that's the way people when talking say 谢谢, and that the other one say 不谢.
I give you something, and I'm someone you want to show honor to, what would you say?
谢谢.
And what would the person who is giving it say?
不谢.
You come to my home and you bring me a gift, which is standard when you're visiting in China. It's expected that you will bring something. The person who receives it says,
谢谢.
And the person who gives it will say,
不谢.
What is the word for to see someone, as in to meet someone?
见.
If you want to say to see someone again or I'll see you again, you would say
再见. 再, black finger down. 再见.
Now this sounds exactly like the
再,
which we have met up with before to be at some place. It's a different character, however. It means again, as in au revoir. To see again. Lahitraot in Hebrew. To see again.
再见.
How would you say goodbye in Chinese?
再见.
How would you say goodbye in Chinese?
再见.
So you're saying goodbye to your friend or somebody, and you say
再见.
Which literally means, see you again. We'll see you again. The word for come in Chinese is
来, 来, blue finger up. 来, for come.
Come on, don't just lie there. Are you coming?
你来吗?
Are you coming?
你来吗?
And you answer, coming. Yes, I'm coming.
来.
来.
Can you come today?
你, today. 今天, 能来吗?
How do you say today?
今天,
yes, 今天.
Can I take that one again?
Please. Can you come today?
你今天能来吗?
Can you come today?
你今天能来吗?
I can't, or no can.
不来.
Here we have a kind of two verb. One is can, another one is come. When we negate, use the negate this one, 不, and with the can, 不能来. But 不来 is also a way. It's correct. I mean, people understand. But we can say 不能 or 不能来.
And so one way would be to say, no come, which is the way you said, and you'll be understood. Again, this is all about communication. We are not going to be sticklers here for it has to be this way, it has to be, you must learn it this way, this is the grammar, etc. That's not what we're about here. We're about communication, which is totally different. What a novel concept. And you can also say, no can, and it's understood, no can come, or no can do, or whatever. How would you say, no can?
不能.
不能.
Why not?
为什么不?
Why not?
为什么不?
Because my friend and I are going to see my teacher today. Because?
因为我和
Okay, my friend and I.
我的朋友和我
Today?
今天 Today are going,
Going to see my teacher.
住
去
去 No, 在去我的
Well,
老师
If we're doing something at this very moment, we will use
在
However, when we're saying, I'm going to do something today, I'm going here, going there, it's not necessarily taking place at this very moment. My meaning in this case, because my friend and I are going to see my teacher today, is we're going to see my teacher today. It may be in the afternoon, it may be in the morning. It will be sometime today. The meaning is not at this specific moment, and so we don't need to use 在 when we're speaking about something that could happen at any time today. So how would you say, because my friend and I are going to see my teacher today? Because my friend and I
因为我的朋友和我
So that's who is doing the action, and now we want to know when.
因前
Are going to see my teacher. Go to see my teacher.
去见是 Or to meet or
To see. Going to see as in we'll see him.
看见
We'll see him as in we'll meet with him. Not we're going to be introduced to him and not we're going to look at him, but we're going to see him.
Oh, okay. 见我的老师
So one time again, let's take that over. Because my friend and I
因为我的朋友和我
And we want to know when it's happening. It's happening today.
今天
Go to see
去见
My teacher.
我的老师
How do you say go?
去
去
去
Yes, 去 How do you say today?
今天
Yes, 今天今天
Because my friend and I are going to see my teacher today.
因为我的朋友和我今天去见我的老师
Well, in that case, maybe your friend can also come. Well, in that case,
那么
Maybe.
大概
Your friend.
你的朋友
Also can come.
也能来
How do you say can?
能
Yes, 能 How do you say maybe?
大概
Yes.大概
He's the guy I told you about. Maybe he is, I don't know. Well, in that case, maybe your friend can also come.
那么大概你的朋友也能来
He can't come today. He's too busy.
他不能
When is this taking place?
Oh, today. 他今天不 能来。
He is too busy.
他很好忙。
He too busy.
他太忙。
He cannot come today. He is too busy.
他今天不能来。他太忙。
You know, my father would like to come today too, you know?
你知道。
My father.
我的爸爸。
And when is this taking place today?
今天下午来。
My father today also would like to come.
我的爸爸今天也想来。
How do you say no?
知道知道
Yes, 知道 How do you say today?
今天
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 Yes, 今天
You know, my father would like to come today, too.
你知道我的爸爸今天也想来。
I know your father is a good man, right? Correct?I know your father is.
我知知道。
Your father is a good man.
知道。你的爸爸好
is
是好人。
Correct or right?
对。
I know your father's a good man, right?
我知道你的爸爸是好人，对吗？
The word for to buy in Chinese is
买买
Red V for victory. 买 to buy.
When my mother entered the house with so many shopping bags, my father yelled, My, 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 you certainly know how to buy. I would like to buy a book.
I would like to buy a book.
我想买一个书。
How do you say would like?
想
yes, 想
想
想
I would like to buy a book.
我想买一个书
Can he buy this?
他能买什么
So when you're indicating something, what are you going to do with the this?
Can he buy this? This, what'd you say? This?
This something.
Sugar.
Can he buy this question?
他能买这个吗?
So if you're pointing at something specific or referring to something specific, you can say
这个, like this one.
Or that one.
那个
You're at the market and you say, I want to buy this one.
我要买这个
I want to buy this one.
我要买这个
And the storekeeper points to something and you don't want that one, you want this one. You'd say, not that one. We learned before that one of the ways to understand if something is a verb in Chinese is whether we can put bu in front of it.
You can't put bu directly in front of zhege because it's not a verb.
So to say, not this one, when you're saying, I don't want this one, you would have to use the bu with whatever you're talking about as far as the action. In this case, I don't want this one, or I don't like this one, or whatever the verb may be. So how would you say, I don't want this one?
我不要这个。
And then the person at the market starts to take another one, and you want to say, not that one.
错。
You could say,
错。
Which means wrong, and they will understand you perfectly. You'd say, this one, meaning, I want this one.
我要这个。
I want this one.
我要这个。
So we had the question, can he buy this? And the answer would be, he can, but he doesn't want to. He can.
他能。
But?
可是。
He doesn't want.
他不要。
How would you say but?
可是。
可是。 可是。
Well, you do have to buy something. And so, a very common way, and I guess it's the same in English, is I'm going to go out and buy something. We'll go buy some stuff. We'll buy things. So the word for a thing is
东西. 东, green thumb out. 东西, close fist.
How would you say a thing?
东西.
He screamed with glee every time she bought another 东西. He buys things here every day. Add here, he every day buys things.
在.
Here.
这. 他买. Oh no, I need every day. 在这儿，他今天。
What does that word mean?
Every day.
How would you say today?
今天。
And how would you say?
Every day. 每天。
Buys things.
买。
He screamed with glee every time she bought another
东西.
How do you say every day?
每天.
Yes. 每天.
He buys things here every day.
在这儿，他每天买东西.
In London, can he buy many books too?
在伦敦, can he?
He can. He
他,
also can.
他也能买东西, or many things you said?
Many books.
很懂.
Now, in New York, what do people walk through?
很多
books.
书, 吗?
How do you say many?
很多。
很多。
In London, can he buy many books too?
在伦敦,他也能买很多书吗?
He says he cannot buy very many things today. He says,
他说,
he,
他,
today,
今天,
cannot buy very many things.
不能买很多书。
She screams with glee every time she bought another.
东西. How do you say today? 今天. Okay. 今天.
He says he cannot buy very many things today.
他说他今天不能买很多东西。
What do you say?
你说什么?
What do you say?
你说什么?
If you're at the market or in a store and you want to take a look at something, what is the word for look?
看.
So if you want to take a look at something, you would say
看看看, black finger down, 看, second, 看, is close fist, neutral tone, 看看, like 谢谢, okay? 看看, take a look.
We're going to run into a lot of verbs that are doubled, like 谢谢, 看看. So to take a look at something or to have a look, is
看看.
Can I take a look? You're looking at a whole bunch of things and the storekeeper has something behind the counter and you want to take a look at it, so you ask, can I take a look?
我能看看吗?
Can I take a look?
我能看看吗?
Of course.
当然。
当然。
There are a lot of things here.
有很多东西在这儿。
There are a lot of things here.
有很多东西在这儿。
I want to buy many things, but I cannot buy today.
I want to buy many things, but I today cannot buy.
Correct.
我要要买很多东西，可是我今天不能买。
How do you say want to?
要
要
要
要。
I want to buy many things, but I cannot buy it today.
我要买很多东西，可是我今天不能买。
I would like to come, but my girlfriend says I cannot come.
我想来，可是我的女朋友说 My girlfriend says, I cannot come.
I cannot come.
我不能来.
I would like to come, but my girlfriend says, I cannot come.
我想来，可是我的女朋友说我不能来。
Congratulations! You have just finished an introduction, a very exciting introduction to Mandarin Chinese. You have now learned the basic patterns of the language, which will give you a practical and functional basis upon which to build further study and conversational practice. This has been done in a matter of hours and not weeks, months, or years. You now have the ability to formulate your own thoughts and express them as you wish, according to the essential patterns used by educated Mandarin speakers worldwide. Jingtao and I derive great pleasure when we see our students come alive in Chinese. We hope that you have experienced some of this excitement too. It is the joy of feeling alive, the joy of real learning. It is certainly one of the most basic human experiences. As you have discovered for yourself, it's also great fun. We thank you for your confidence in us, and we wish you the very best in your continued exploration of Chinese language and culture.